Thank you so much for joining me today on Just Praise Him Radio. I'm your host, Glenda Lomax, and my job is to inspire you to a closer walk with Christ. Now here's the show. Hello, believers. Welcome to the Just Praise Him radio show. I'm your host, Glenda Lomax, and the title of my message today is A Prophetic Review, America. Those of you who have listened to me for many years know when the Lord first saved me in 1996, a year later in 1997, He told me to start recording everything He showed me and everything He spoke to me. And I did. I journaled for, I think, 16 years before I finally didn't have time to anymore. And over the years, whenever a big event would happen to me in my own personal life, or to someone around me, I would go back through those journals and read and see where He had told me something that I didn't understand at the time, or shown me something in a vision that actually foretold what happened. He foretold the stroke I had too, but it was a very dark dream vision and I didn't understand it at the time. But when I went back and looked at it months after I recovered from the stroke, it was a perfect fit. We know we live in an unprecedented time with this coronavirus pandemic going on. And so I've been praying a lot about what's coming, and I decided to go back and review all the times that in the last, you know, 3 or 4 years where the Lord, not when He gave me words, because I've got hundreds of words, but when He showed me visions, because I found that the larger events, I've usually seen something in a vision that told me what was coming. So I went back as far as the end of 2016 and reviewed these visions. I don't want to make assumptions about what the sequence of visions might mean, but I want to share them with you, the things that are the most important parts of the visions, the parts that I still remember today, in fact. And I'll let each of you make your own decision or assumption about what you think it means, because I think a lot of you are going to have confirmations. And if you want, you can leave what you think in the comments. November 14th, 2016, the vision of people running. I wasn't thinking about anything or praying or anything when I had this. I saw an outline, this is a vision that opened up. I saw an outline of the United States, and I saw the people everywhere looking very lost and afraid, like they were in a panic and they didn't know what to do. I could see they did not know which way to run, and I'm not sure why they were running. They would start to go one way, and then they would stop and turn and go another way, like they were looking for a safe place to hide or something. And a wave of grief hit my spirit so hard. I could not see what had happened, but something had made the whole United States afraid. One thing to note about this vision is in visions, you can look around to some extent. You are not shown everything. I did not look at the extreme northwest, like the Seattle, Washington area, or the extreme northeast, the New York area. So I don't know what was going on in those areas, but everybody else in the U.S. was really afraid. Okay, March 8th, 2017, which is the following year. Darkness comes quickly. I'm giving you the name of the words in case any of you want to go and read the other details in these visions. They're all posted on my website with the exception of several that I've had very recently, which is what made me decide to do this show. In the last several weeks, I have had numerous, I've had like 5 or 6 different visions that I have not shared with anyone. And I know when I start to have rapid fire visions like that, something is coming. But for those of you who are new listening to me, www.justpraisehim.today is the website. Okay, March 8th, 2017, darkness comes quickly. I had been praying and asking the Lord for more information about what was coming, okay? And on this particular day, before He would show me these things today, I wrote this, He had me pray protection. I anointed myself and prayed in the Spirit for angelic protection all around my house, my body, my pets, my son, everything, and to cancel all retaliatory attacks. Never before or since has the Lord had me do this. Okay? Okay, now, as I begin praying in the Spirit, I saw a shadowy Obama, and I'm talking about former President Obama. and a line of others, a group of maybe 8 or 10 in all, maybe less. I could not see them clearly enough to count them, but I saw such filth as I have never seen in any vision, and by instinct I turned my head so as not to see because I hate evil and wickedness. Look and see, my daughter. Okay, Lord, I will look, I will see, I will receive the vision. Please show us what is about to come to the earth. I did not receive an open vision, but a spirit vision about this. I kept sensing filthy abominations. The dark men stood pushed together, shoulder to shoulder, crowded up. They dwell in heavy darkness and filth like nothing I have ever seen. There is no light in them at all. I sensed fire nearby, and I see their evil smiles as they discuss their plans. So I prayed more and more in the spirit, and I looked again at the group of men in darkness to see if I could see more. They were mired in filth. They stood in it almost to their knees, something so filthy I could not begin to identify it, and it was also on them like a muddy mire on their faces and bodies and hands. They all wore suits, like they were very rich or important men. They are joined by filth and evil and perversion. Obama is in front of them. He stands out from them, always smiling. I think he is their front man. Why do they need a front man, Lord? I sense that the others, if they stepped forward in leadership, it would be obvious what they were up to. Why Obama, Lord? And I heard smooth speech. They share their filth. I don't know what that means, but I see them sharing filth. It may be filthy lucre or some type of perversion. What do they want, Lord? I saw a giant throne pushing up through the earth on a globe of the world. This is no ordinary throne. It is wide enough for more than one person. It is huge. I see them rejoicing as it pushes upward through the earth's dirt. It takes up most of the top of the globe. I saw it come up in the north. It is a very strong throne. I think that means it will have much earthly power. I did not see anyone on or near the throne when it pushed up. I see Obama taking gifts or bribes from the other countries to do something evil for them. I don't know what. He is laughing with glee as he pushes them into his pockets. Then I see him resume his smooth speech face, the one he always had when he gave speeches. And I hear, world dominion. I have a word right after this vision that he spoke to me called darkness comes quickly. Chaos comes to your White House and to the world scene to distract my people from what is really happening behind the scenes. Only those who seek me on a deep level and spend much time in prayer will see what is coming before it hits. There are filthy abominations in high places and they conspire against you, my saints. They conspire to remove me and my word from the world you live in. They will stop at no lengths to do this. Their desire is to issue an edict of punishment by death for all Christians, and they plan to do this. And it goes on to say more, but I can't read the whole. If I read everything that's on all these pages, we won't get done. I called that first vision of all the men standing there with Obama, the filthy kings. And then I was given another one about the filthy kings on May 8th. 2018, which was a year and a few months after the first one. The vision was again of the filthy kings. Tell my people, child, that what they allow or disallow in this time sets the stage for what they will suffer in the future when this flood takes place. This word is called flood of filth coming. The evil one's plans are already set in motion, though you cannot see it yet. The flood has already begun to flow. It is flowing quietly now, but soon will rage into the lives of all you know, as he seeks to change the days and times as I have told you in my holy word. So many are unprepared. They believe they are safe in their worlds, but their houses are built on sand that will soon be washed away in the flood of filth your enemy is sending. Submit. Submit to my refining and saturate your whole being with my word. The flood is coming. September 13th, 2019, so this last fall, a word called dangerous illusions. My children, you must prepare yourselves. You must learn not to believe what you see and hear. You must learn to not believe what you see and hear, for the enemy is painting illusions for you. He is painting mirages to position the people of the earth for a fall. You must listen only to my voice. At this point in my spirit, I saw the housing bubble. That was what was in the recession in the 2009, 2008, all of that, the Great Recession. And I remembered the time of prosperity just before the Great Recession began. He showed me that if people really knew the truth, and this is talking about now, instead of believing in the illusions the devil has painted for them, they would scrimp and save, not go on spending. As he gave me this word, by the end of it, warnings were going off in my spirit like nothing I've ever experienced. In my spirit, I hear warning, warning, warning. And I felt like flashing lights and sirens were going off in my spirit. And like we were all in the process of falling off a cliff. And I saw that no one will be able to stop their fall whenever this happens. September 21st, 2019, a deadly winter. Prepare, my children, for an intense winter comes your way and death rides on its winds. There will be much lack and hunger and need of heat. Your little ones will starve if you do not prepare. Prepare for darkness comes your way. This is not a winter such as you have seen before. This one brings new dangers. I warn that you may prepare. Many will not heed my warning and death will claim them. This is a time to walk in much wisdom and prudence, that you may be spared from the jaws of death a little longer. Prepare for lack, for hunger, and for cold. Prepare that you may stay warm in this time. Warn your loved ones, a deadly winter comes your way. I saw visions for 2 weeks straight, every time my eyes were open. All day long, I saw visions about this deadly winter. I made 2 videos about it on my YouTube channel. I saw people sick in their houses and dying, but they didn't look sick enough to die. And they were not starving to death because they still had weight on them. So some kind of plague or sickness was going around that was killing the people, but I wasn't shown or told what it was. And the strangest thing that I couldn't shake was the people would die in their houses, but no one would come and get their body. There's more detail on those in those videos. October 9th, 2019. A vision in the spirit of America under siege. I had woke up really early. The house was very quiet. And I just started to see this. They're plotting against us. All the Trump impeachment fiasco is just a cover for what is really going on behind the scenes. I said, Lord, isn't that just a conspiracy theory? And I heard, it's not a theory. Strife and violence were taking over America in what I saw. The Lord showed me fighting, starting at political levels and the high courts and then working its way down. Evil is fighting for control of every nation, every state, every city, every family. No one will be exempt from this fight. There are many groups who hate Christians. There are groups who wish us dead. This is not going to go away. It will actually increase. The liberals and Democrats in high places have a plan to take over the government. They will succeed either now or maybe in the next election. I've been seeing this for some time. When they do, watch for the edict to be issued against Christians. Their plan is to kill all of us unless we deny Jesus and start acting like them, which none of us can do. America is about to become a nation that kills Christians. It will be like nothing we have ever seen before. The Lord showed me that as they decree judgment on us and condemn us to death, the Christians, God will decree judgment on them. At the same time, when I was getting those visions, the Lord had me add something to my prayer list that could not have been further from my thoughts. He had me add to pray against plague. He showed me that there will be a plague that will start when starving people begin to eat wild animals to stay alive during the deadly winter. This vision I'm about to read you is not posted on the website. February 27, 2020, the vision of the broken armor. I found myself standing, and this is in the vision, in a very large room that looked like a room in a castle. On the floor were all these metal things. They were everywhere, different sizes and shapes. And small demons were running around. A large snake came up to me and I drew my sword and he left. A giant wasp buzzed by my head and the blood of Jesus protected me. I was in hell, I just didn't know it, in this vision. Lord, what are all these metal things on the floor? What am I seeing here? Some of them were very ornate. It looked very ancient. And he said, armor. And I said, armor? He said, broken armor. And I said, why is it broken? And he said, they did not have enough faith. He showed me then that this was the broken armor the devil collects when he attacks someone whose faith was small. Like he will convince them. I saw a lot of breastplates of righteousness and helmets of salvation. That's what I saw everywhere. Broken helmets and broken breastplates. The helmets of salvation, when he convinces somebody that they're not really saved, that's what he does. He's broken their armor, and so he steals their armor. They think they're not saved. They don't have the helmet on anymore. And he takes their armor and saves it for a trophy. It is our faith that keeps our armor on us. April 8th, 2020. This is called Birth Pangs. I believe it is on the website. I was out walking my dogs when I saw this. The Lord started to speak to me. He said, the food pantries will close because they will have no more food to give to them. And I said, why, Lord? Why will the food pantries close? And he said, because the sin in this land is so extreme, talking about America, what I must do to get their attention is also extreme. Because their abundance has lulled them to sleep, I will use lack to awaken them to my love, to my grace, to their need of me. The America you knew before is no more. Now, as a woman in travail, you, America, will suffer. Birth pang after birth pang as these events come forth, that I may call the people to me who have heretofore rejected or ignored me. Okay. And I believe this was the day before that I saw this vision. As I was walking, I saw a vision of wheat fields. I saw amber fields, just beautiful golden grain blowing in the breeze. And then it turned into wheat that had turned to stubble, like it had dried up and it was almost like dust. It's not that we won't be able to buy food in that time. It's that there will be no food to buy. And I also realize now, since I've had time to think about this, that seeing that stubble wheat like that, and it almost being like dust, made me think that it might have been a drought that I was seeing too. But I'm not sure about that. Here's another vision I've not shared with a single person. April 24th, 2020. I was in the kitchen making dinner when this happened. Suddenly, I saw a vision. It was a huge leopard with a very large mouth, grimacing as it prepared to pounce. Y'all know how cats and leopards and things crouch down real low, and they stare at their prey, and then they, you know, they're very quiet, and then they just pounce at the perfect moment. Okay, it was doing that. It was watching the United States, and it was just about to spring. It was in that crouched down, head down position right before they leap on something. It hid in an area back and slightly above its prey, obscured by vegetation. So I looked in the Bible to see what the Bible said about leopards, and I found two scriptures that really stood out to me. Daniel 7:6. After this I beheld, and lo, another like a leopard, which had upon the back of it four wings of a fowl. The beast had also four heads, and dominion was given to it. Revelation 13:2, and the beast which I saw was likened to a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. Friday, May 1st, 2020. I was walking my dogs back home on our walk when a vision just opened up, and I saw the United States, but it was in paper form, like puffy, like it was an origami or something. And the U.S., I was looking at the northeast part started to fold together. It was folding down on top of itself, like the eastern coast. And about the top one third of it was just folding up. I don't know what it means. He didn't tell me. And this is the last one, May 2nd, which was the very next day after that. I was at home just doing something, I don't remember. And I saw a vision of a time after the pandemic ends. It was very windy in the vision I saw. I kept seeing the wind blowing. I'm not sure what the wind means for sure. I saw a woman in her 30s, and I saw some other people, including a man in his 50s. I don't remember the others. The people were not all in one scene. The woman in her 30s was in a big city. She was on a city street in a downtown type area. There were skyscrapers on both sides. The man in his 50s, and there were a couple of others that I couldn't make out, but they were like collaged in around the edges of her scene as if they were pasted on a page. The city street that she was on seemed very deserted. In the scene I saw, it was daylight, but there were almost no other people, and there should have been, in a downtown area, there should have been people. Far off in the distance, like half a block away, I saw a couple of businessmen. They looked like businessmen walking to their cars. You could just see their backs. I was not shown where the missing people were or why I could not see them. There should have been numerous other people walking along those sidewalks in a business area, in a downtown area during the day. It looked like a very good-sized city. It reminded me of a scene from one of those movies where everybody in the world has died except very few. I saw that many had survived on their credit cards during the pandemic, and now the bills were coming in, and they were very high. The woman in her 30s looked on the verge of panic looking at her bill. The wind was blowing pretty strongly. She was holding her paper statement like it had come in the mail, like she had just gotten her mail, and she was holding on real tight to that statement. She looked frantically around her trying to figure out what to do and how to pay those bills. I also saw really serious inflation was going on in the United States, making it even more difficult for people to buy what they needed while also catching up on past due bills. I could see it was being talked about on the evening news, the increase in credit card debt and the inflation. And I could see that many were still doing without things they needed due to the inflation, including some who had not suffered job loss, but they had been just barely scraping by before, and now they just don't have enough money to pay for everything. You know, they don't make enough money to pay for everything when the prices just keep going up. Some, especially the older ones, like the man I saw in his 50s, but not only him, in desperation, committed suicide. So many did this that the suicide rate increased noticeably and was also talked about on the news. It felt like a time of very little hope. I saw no happy events occurring, no decorations anywhere of any kind. Something had taken away all the joy, but I could not see what it was. I don't know. Again, I kept seeing the wind blowing, but I don't know why, unless it was the winds of change. So I'm not sure the meaning of all of those visions one after another, although I have some ideas, but I don't dare make assumptions. But I thought y'all might find it interesting to think about them in chronological order like that and draw your own conclusions. Anyway, I hope this show has been a blessing to you. Jesus bless you. Thanks for listening. Y'all have a great week. Stay safe and well out there. Thank you so much for tuning in today to Just Praise Him Radio. You can contact me by mail at my new address, JPH Inc., Glenda Lomax, P.O. Box 60, Glencoe, Arkansas 72539, or by email at jphtoday@gmail.com. JPH is not affiliated with any nonprofit organization, church, or denomination. What is in store for the once great and mighty nation of America in these end times? What is the living God saying to the people of America now? What could possibly be in store for a nation that once trusted in God, but has changed its path from following in the living God's ways to now removing Him from everything and walking the other way? In the book No Longer Mine, you will find all the messages to America collected in one place in chronological order. No Longer Mine, Messages to an Unrepentant Nation, is now available in print at wingsofprophecy.com in the bookstore tab. Get your copy of No Longer Mine today. If you ask anyone you know what the most difficult experience of their life has been, many will answer about a time of betrayal. All those called to walk the narrow path will at some point encounter Judas. How will you respond? Do you know how to recognize Judas when he shows up in your life? Can you keep Judas from bringing destruction to your life and ministry? How can you minimize what Judas cost you? Can you pass the test of absolute betrayal? Get your copy of The Judas Test, available in print and new audiobook, The Judas Test by Glenda Lomax, available now on Amazon.com.
Sold out for 30 pieces of silver? In Exodus 21:32, it is the price of a dead slave. In Leviticus 27:2-7, it is the price of a live one. Jesus was sold for the price of a bondservant. Precious Jesus, the Son of God, the Prince of Peace, the King of Kings, why did Judas sell his friend out so cheap?
Have you heard? The 2016 and 2017 messages have been published in book form. Even those who do not profess a belief in God can see something is amiss in the world around us. What is coming for our world in these last days? What does the Lord want us doing while we're waiting for His glorious reappearance? Time of Reckoning and Soon It Will Be Night each contain approximately 200 prophetic messages and visions from the throne room of God telling what is coming to America and the world in these end times. The Lord has always warned nations when they were headed for destruction. He has always warned His own people. Are we also being warned? Get your copy of Time of Reckoning and Soon It Will Be Night, available now on Amazon.com. Have you ever gone through a time in your life where suddenly it just felt like your whole life was falling apart? I call these experiences the wilderness experiences. Wilderness experiences are a time of great uncertainty and change. There are times when our faith is tried and refined. After many experiences, the Lord spoke to me to write The Wilderness Companion, which is a virtual roadmap through the desert times of your life. Find out why you've been led to the wilderness. Find out what the biggest hindrance is to receiving provision in the wilderness. Find out what the seven temptations of the wilderness are. Drastically cut the time you spend in the wilderness by learning how to partner with the Lord instead of working against Him. Every Christian needs to read The Wilderness Companion. It's by Glenda Lomax, and it's available on Amazon.com or wingsofprophecy.com. Amazon.com, The Wilderness Companion by Glenda Lomax.